Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
The Bible says here that these soldiers, they said that they did some things. That's what they did. These soldiers don't know anything concerning God. They don't know the Torah. They've never read a psalm. They're just doing what they're accustomed to.
That's right.
And so they were accustomed as this quadron, this four soldier group divides up the clothes of Jesus. There's one specific garment that's left over for those five garments. And they decide not to cut, not to rend the garment. They're acting on their own free will. They're acting and doing what they know to do. But according to God, His divine plan, they were doing exactly what the Scripture had said. According to Psalm 22, I believe it's around verse 18, that they would not tear His garments, but they would cast lots for His vesture. And so what we find now is oftentimes men throughout the ages have tried to place us as Bible believers in a little box on one side or a little box on the other side. Can I say that God and His mercy, it's not one or the other, but rather both.
That's right.
For both here, these soldiers done what they were doing. And then we find that God was doing what He was doing.
That's right.
Mary was at a place of absolute weakness. She was at a place of she was distraught, but yet God was performing something far greater. And so that brings us hope tonight, and understanding that all things work together for good. The Bible tells us over here in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. If I remember correctly, and in verse 15, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might to the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. The Bible says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Amen.
And so oftentimes when we go through something, we go through a difficulty or a battle or a struggle because of a misunderstanding of the mercies of God, a misinterpretation of the mercies of God, we oftentimes look for the quick way out.
That's right.
But can I help you understand something tonight? Exactly where you are right now, God and His marvelous grace and His extended mercies toward us has a plan for you. Has an abundant plan for your life.
Right.
God is not held into the confines of time. God is outside those limitations. And so from His perspective, He knows where we are. He knows what we're going through. But all we see is day to day. All we see is in the moment. God sees the whole thing mapped out all at one time. And so when we look and see the marvelous workings of God, we understand that we're able to comprehend Him by His mercies. By the blood Jesus put on the mercy seat, we're able to understand the wonderful workings of God. Oh, the depth, the Bible says in Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways are past finding out. Can I remind you what the Bible says over here in Isaiah 55 and verse 8? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. It's an amazing to think that God has a plan in the middle of our turmoil. In the middle of Mary's turmoil, God had a plan.
That's right.
And He was continually moving forward with that plan. And so it's an amazing thing for us to realize this amazing truth that whatever God is doing, we can trust God with the outcome.
That's right.
The results are up to God.
Yeah.
The final call is up to God.
That's right.
Oftentimes, because we can't see the outcome, all we see is the present, then oftentimes we'll look for a quick way out. Because sometimes they're uncomfortable to be in of the current standing. So I know it's been Thanksgiving here and Christmas. And we've all had baked goods and candies and cookies and cakes. You know, you sit down and you bake a cake. You've got some flour and oil and sugar, and maybe a pinch of salt. You've got some cocoa in the chocolate cake. You've got some eggs in there and all the ingredients. The outcome is the chocolate cake. The ingredients is a lot of just different things.
That's right.
Nobody ever sits down to a bowl of flour and says, "Man, this is the best stuff I've ever had in my life."
You're right.
Nobody ever sits down to a little cup of oil and goes, "I think I'll drink her down."
Yeah, right.
But the outcome is what
I'm doing. That's right.
I will tell you tonight, don't get hung up on the ingredients. When God has an outcome for this thing, and knowing that God is working on the other side, knowing that God is moving on His side, that brings help and life on the inside of me. Now that no matter what I'm facing, God is moving. Whether I see it or not, God is moving. Okay. It'll help you with purpose in life when you go to your workplace. I talked to a fellow the other day, and he said, "You know, I go to work and I push a parts buggy, and I go from one station to the next, and I deliver parts, and I put parts here, and I push it on, and I put parts there, and I push it on, and I take requests and I go get them." He said, "It just seems mundane." He said, "I'm getting tired of it." He said, "I'm thinking about looking for something else." And I thought, and I said, "You know," I said, Is that what God has told you to do?" That sounds to me like that God has a purpose there. And that the enemy also affects our thoughts. Peter said, "Gird up the loins of your mind." That's where the battlefield
is. Right.
And so before you throw in the towel and quit, I want you to understand that God is working on the other side. And before you say, "I'm done with this thing," God is working on His side. And God is, "Mary, don't be downtrodden, honey. I know your heart's broke, but God is working on His side." And you just hang in there. All of a sudden you've got this understanding that God is working. God is doing something. Now that I've grabbed my parts buggy and I push it on down the aisle and I smile and I say, "I don't know it or not. I don't know for sure, but I believe God is doing something here."
Amen.
And you deliver your parts. You smile. You give a good word. You give a good witness. You sow a gospel seed. Now all of a sudden, your little factory and your parts buggy has just become a mission field. For you to broadcast the gospel and propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ with purpose. That God is working on the other side.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's true, right?
Well, we got all sorts of scenarios.
Yeah.
Preacher, I'm thinking about just giving up. I got a son that's wavered, and I've tried to talk to him. He don't want to listen. He's gone his own ways. Can I say that God is working on the other side?
Yeah.
Don't matter where the son's at. And keep staying faithful to God and smile and embrace Him and love on Him and show the grace of God. Be that channel. Be the mercy. Let the mercy of God flow through you. Touch and affect somebody else. And the mercy of God that which we don't deserve can be shown as it was in the house of the prodigal when the father did not have to. But he looked and saw him and he said, "Oh, here comes my boy." And he ran. He girded up his clothes and he ran to him. He closed himself and became ashamed and he cried to his friends. parents to run to him and embrace him. Amen. Smelt like a pig. Probably been a wall in the slot and the feces and the dung. But he said, he kissed him and he hugged him. Yeah. And he loved on him. Put a ring on his finger and a rope on his back and shoes on his feet and said, come home to the Father's house.
Yeah.
They feasted on that fatted calf. Not a blessing in the whole that we too can fit the very same shape, the very same position in knowing that God is working on the other side tonight.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time that you heard me pray. I just want to thank you, Lord, for always being there.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I hope and pray it's been a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 2237, Blairsville, Georgia, 30512. Thank you. May God bless you.